Act 1, Scene 3.
Page 27.
Ooh, let me read 'em when you're done. I'm always looking for something sexy and exciting.
Bobby Dwayne enters, upstage right.
Afternoon, ladies.
Wowee, that's some suit of work clothes, Bobby Dwayne.
Uh-huh, and you certainly got the gams to pull off the look.
Come on, ladies. I've told you before, my entire body can be as cold as ice, but my legs are always hot.
You can say that again. Woohoo!
How do you think it makes me feel coming in here having you women eye me like a slab of beef in a meat case?
How does it make you feel?
Incredible. In fact, I may show up tomorrow in a Speedo, so brace yourselves.
Sugar Lee enters, upstage left.
I hate to break up the party, but is there something you need?
I've had a little kink with the final hookup, but I've got another gasket out in my truck. It'll be 40-50 minutes till the sauna's running, and we still need to talk about those other problems I found in the cellar.
If they don't have anything to do with the sauna, just put them on hold.
Okay. The wreath on the door looks just like the one you made for the grill of my pickup senior year. Remember that, Sugar Lee?
That's part of the past, Bobby Dwayne. I don't talk about the past. All I want to hear from you is, the sauna's ready, Miss Tompkins.
I'll keep that in mind, Miss Tompkins.
Bobby Dwayne exits, downstage left.
Page 30.
All right. I so richly deserve to be pampered this way.
Mavis exits, upstage right. Bobby Dwayne enters, downstage left.
Got the gasket. I'll be finished in no time.
Good. You're about a week behind as it is.
Great. Were you just checking me out?
What? No. Me? Are you crazy?
Yes, you were. You were sizing up the merchandise and admiring the view.
I was not. I just glanced over when you dropped the engagement ring. I mean the gasket.
Well, look at that. You're blushing, just like you did when I put that ice down your back at junior-senior prom, remember?
I told you, I don't talk about the past. And don't you have a job to finish?
Oh, that's right. You don't talk about the past. Well, I won't either. And you know why I won't? Because if I tried to talk about the past, the way I screwed up because I was just a stupid kid, you'd ignore me, just like you have for the last 2 months.
Listen, there's nothing you've got to say that I want to hear.
How would you know? We've never talked about what happened. Not once in 30 years. Granted, you caught me at Madeline's house, but...
I caught you in Madeline's bed.
I was fully clothed.
Oh, wearing gym socks hardly counts as fully clothed. You wouldn't have been there if you'd really loved me.
Really loved you? I wanted to marry you.
And I wanted a pet monkey, but I never got one. You don't see me still crying in my beer over that, do you?
You know what your problem is. You've held on to this for so long now that it's part of your DNA. If we actually talked it out, you might see my side. Goodbye, grudge. Then who would you be? Scary stuff, huh?
And you want to know what your problem is? You flirt with every woman who comes within 50 feet of you, and you always have.
It's all in good fun. Besides, women love it.
They feel sorry for you. If you held out a little tin cup, they'd probably pitch in pennies so you'd go away.
Why the hell didn't you tell me that years ago? I could have paid off my house by now.
It makes you crazy that you've never been able to charm me into saying, "Oh, I forgive you, Bobby Dwayne," and that'll never happen. When you crawled into Madeline's bed, you ruined all my dreams for our future.
You never gave me a chance. You never let me apologize. You never let me make it up to you. I had dreams for us too, you know.
Bunny enters, downstage left.
Damn, this makes me so mad. I knew I shouldn't have taken this job. I should have listened to that little voice inside me saying, "Don't do this." Just like I should have listened when it told me not to invest in that truckload of do-it-yourself tattoo removal kits.
Is that the same little voice that convinced you to wear hot pants in December?
There's just no communicating with you, is there? I've worked my butt off these last 2 months. Have you said thank you? No. I've tried to tell you about the problems in the cellar, but are you interested? No. Oh, do I ever plan on speaking to you again after this? Hell no. But I am going to get one last thing off my conscience.
Carlene enters, upstage right.
The foundation of this building is laid on top of an old cellar that's fallen apart. You have to get it fixed, or the entire structure is going to collapse. And my name's not going to be attached to this disaster waiting to happen, because a building inspector sees it, he's going to condemn the place.
Why, Bunny, how nice to see you. Sorry to interrupt, but I'm sure you don't want to bore Bunny talking about the little repairs you're going to make.
Wait, how long have you been standing there?
Long enough. Funny thing is, I only dropped by to get some of your hand lotion. I need a cheap present for my maid. And here I'm the one who gets the gift. All of a sudden, I'm thinking I'll squeeze in another setting at the table and invite Truett Norman, the city building inspector, over for Christmas dinner. Truett just loves my oyster stuffing.
Bobby Duane and I were having a private conversation.
You can't repeat any of this to the building inspector.
Yeah, that's too low even for you.
You'd think so, wouldn't you? It's clear to me this property was always meant to be mine, since it's just been dropped into my lap. And once this old eyesore is torn down, I can finally erect the monument that deserves to be here.
Everything I've got is tied up in this business. You can't do this.
I'm not without feeling, and it is the season of goodwill. Tell you what, I'll make sure that you all get senior citizen discount passes to my museum. So Merry Christmas, y'all. To you all a good night.
Bunny exits, downstage left.
That does it. We're adding exorcism to our list of services.
This can't happen. Bobby Duane, help me fix this.
Sorry, but once I put in this gasket and walk out that door, the whole deal's gonna be in the past. And we don't talk about the past, remember?
Bobby Duane exits, upstage right.